It's Friday, May the 14th, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pusho, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello. Nobody has pondered the reality of demons without thinking about what it means to be demon-possessed. Can a Christian be demon-possessed? Incidents of demon possession are given prominent attention in biblical accounts. Actually, the term demon possession is a bit of an unfortunate translation that is found in many English translations, but may not be the best rendering of the Greek text. The Greek New Testament can speak of people who, quote, have a demon, or it can speak of people who are suffering from demonic influence, but it never uses language that suggests that a demon actually possesses someone. To the mind of the English speaker, the term possession communicates something vastly different than being influenced by a demon or having a demon. The problem with the term demon possession is that it gives the nuance of such strong demonic influence that it seems to imply that the person who is under demonic attack has no choice but to succumb to it. It suggests that the person is unable any longer to exercise his or her own will and is completely under the domination of the evil spirit. While this may have been true in extreme cases, such as that of the Gerasene demoniac in Mark 5, it is certainly not true with many cases of demonic attack or conflict with demons in many people's lives. Again, can a Christian be, quote-unquote, demon-possessed? If by demon-possessed, they mean that a person's will is completely dominated by a demon so that that person has no power left to choose to do right and obey God, then the answer to whether a Christian could be demon-possessed would certainly be no. For Scripture guarantees that sin shall have no dominion over us since we have been raised with Christ. Romans 6:14, for sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under the law but under grace. On the other hand, most Christians would agree that there can be differing degrees of demonic attack or influence in the lives of believers. A believer may come under demonic attack from time to time in a mild or a more strong sense. Does this surprise you? When Paul was urging us to take on the armor of God, he charged us to take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. What is that if not a demonic attack? In answer to the question of whether a Christian can be demon-possessed, it seems better simply to recognize that there can be varying degrees of demonic attack or influence on people, even on Christians, and leave it at that. Please remember that as powerful as the demonic forces are, you have within you the authority and power to defeat them. The work of Christ on the cross is the ultimate basis for our authority over demons. Though Christ won a victory over Satan in the wilderness, the New Testament epistles point to the cross as the moment when Satan was decisively defeated. Nowhere is that more clearly taught than in Hebrews 2:14, where it says, therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Because of Christ's death on the cross, our sins are completely forgiven, and Satan has no rightful authority over us. When Satan comes to attack us, he is attacking one of God's own children, a member of God's own family. This truth gives us authority successfully to wage war against him and defeat him. 1 John 4:4, "You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." Don't ever forget that. Obscure and strange though this belief in good and evil angels may seem to some, it has a significant role to play in the life of every follower of Christ. There are benefits to be drawn from studying and having an understanding of this complex doctrine. Regarding the good angels, it's a comfort and encouragement to us to realize that there are powerful and numerous unseen agents available to help us in our need. Next, the angels' continuous activity of praise and service of God provides us with a model for our own behavior. This model also provides us a peek into what our future lives will be like. Also, we are humbled to know that even angels who were so close to the Father rebelled against him. We should never then think too much of ourselves and depend constantly, therefore, on God's grace to keep us faithful to him. Additionally, it helps us when we understand the deceiving ways of Satan. That which God forbids will be made to look good. That is what the devil does. We can expect that, but we must not be taken in by it. Finally, it's encouraging to know that Satan isn't omnipotent, all-powerful. There are limits to his power, and God determines those limits. So be at peace. God is your powerful refuge.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.